whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So Debo was quick. I didn't even know Debo talked. I didn't see anything about Debo. I didn't see anything. So see what happens with him.
Like usual suspects. And like that, he's gone.
He's gone. He's gone. T.O., by the way, brought up Debo. He said he had a conversation with him after the whole
conversation. Yeah,
he said he needs to step his game up with fashion. But he had a grown man talk after Debo said he seems like he's more worried about his fashion than actually playing. And then when you go on social media and you say that you want the ball, you're not getting the ball enough, and next thing you know, you drop the ball or you fumble the ball, it's not a good look. So Debo's interesting. The defensive coordinator is interesting, obviously. Special teams coordinator is obvious. But number one is going to be Brock Purdy around these parts. And I want you to react to this. Ross Tucker, I was listening to this in the car. Ross Tucker was starting to go yesterday on Brock Purdy's contract comments. This is what Ross Tucker took away for Brock Purdy's contract comments.
He's already kind of putting it out there and bowing up on the Niners a little bit, saying, because is he going to skip the mandatory minicamp? Is he going to skip training camp and then they could fine him? He is under contract. So I thought that was very, very telling that Brock is already putting that out there, that he wants it done or else he's not going to attend the OTAs even though he's under contract.
But you're asking my reaction to that? I listened to what Purdy said, and I thought Purdy was just making the case for himself. Felt like it was coming from his agent. All right, this is what they're going to ask you, and this is what you say. I'm young. I still have a lot of room to grow. I want to be ready for OTAs. I want to get it done now. If anything, it felt like I didn't think he was demanding that he was going to, or threatening that he was going to sit out or whatever. I think he was just laying it all out there from his point of view. I didn't think there was anything egregious with anything Purdy said, and nor did I feel threatened in any way. It's just, this is how it goes.
That was Ross' takeaway, saying that he's kind of put his line in the sand. Basically saying,
did you feel that?
He wants to get it done right away.
Oh, great.
He wants to get it done right away, because if it doesn't they get done do. Right away, but if it doesn't get done right away, then we have another situation.
Well, this is the first time, to Ross's point, and he made it. He's like, this is the first time he's actually kind of talked about
right.
it. So that's why it was interesting on that front, where he's like, I want to get this done like now.
Right. Get it done now, because I don't want to miss OTAs. Because then if I miss OTAs, here comes the reports, here comes the drama, all of a sudden Shanahan's thinking, what the hell? I don't have my quarterback. Do I get my wandering eye again? Do I go out there and go get somebody else? Because if I'm Brock Purdy, I'm not stepping on the field at OTAs without a new deal. I understand it from Brock Purdy's standpoint. From the player's standpoint, you step on that football field, you re-injure something, you're not seeing anybody. So from the player perspective, I get it from Brock Purdy's view.
Yeah, but we just went through this with Ayuk, and like,
well, that's why he said I want to get
buyer regret, like immediately. You know what I mean? Giving him the money. I don't know. This is a tough one, man. And it's not like it's like a linebacker deal, like 15 to 17 million a year for Drake Greenlaw. It's like, wow. Like when I heard that, I was like, damn, that is a lot for a linebacker,
a lot.
Right? Like it is. Now I know the salary cap goes up and whatnot. Now, like, okay, if that means like. To me, if the Niners are already kind of signaling there's just no way in hell that they're even going to be entertaining Drake Greenlaw, like, that stings. And that is the first of, I'm sure, a couple of different guys that you won't be able to afford moving forward when your quarterback is now making 12 or 15% of the salary cap as opposed to less than half of a percent, mm-hmm. which is what he's been the last couple of years. So, God, it stinks. it just does. And that's, and again, the window to win the championship was when he was making a half a percent of the salary cap. You know, like, it sucks. This really sucks.
He does have a little bit of leverage here, though. Because if he decides not to go to OTAs, what do the 49ers do? How do they respond?
Well, if the OTAs are after the draft, which I believe they are, they're early spring, it's like April. I believe the draft is April 20th-ish. You know, when are OTAs? It's usually early spring.
I'll get the exact date here.
Like late April, early May, I want to say.
Don't you understand it? I know you're kind of out all players asking for money, but you kind of understand that if Brock Purdy, in his position, making $1 million.
Okay, yeah. You know what I tell them? And this, you want to know the businessman in me? Go find that trade. You showed me what team is giving you $250 million, all right, and trading for you. Like, I get the point of, like, I'm not going to play. And this is, you're also under contract. And we also have the franchise tag in our back pocket. And this is a lot of money. This isn't a one-year deal. This isn't a two-year deal. This is probably a multi-year deal with a starting point of $100 million guaranteed. Right? Forget the AAV. It's $100 million guaranteed. Yeah, I'm pretty precautious. A, I want to see him throw in a month and a half, see where his shoulder's at. I want to get a good feel for his elbow and his shoulder and all that, and I want to make sure that the medical lines up, because you kind of whiffed on the medical with CMC.
Yeah. The dates from last season when it comes to OTAs, they started April 15th.
Oh, so it's April before
15th,
the draft.
April 15th, and then OTA offseason workouts, May 20th, 21st, May 23rd, May 28th, 29th, May 31st, and mandatory minicamp June 4th and 6th. So if you do play that game, and we don't know if Brendan Allen's going to be back or Josh Dobbs.
Who knows?
Who knows who the hell is going to be? Tanner Mordecai is going to be taking the starting quarterback reps in OTAs? That's what I'm saying. You know, it sounds funny, but do you want to play that game with the quarterback? Do you want to play that game with the quarterback? What would Niner fans do? 888-957-9570.
I watched Lamar Jackson get dragged it out by the Baltimore Ravens. He's one of the greatest players the sport has ever seen. And we're over here like, no, oh my God, oh, heaven forbid Brock Purdy miss a couple practices. Because we have to bend to him. It's like, I'm a little more reasonable in this situation. Like, I thought the way Baltimore handled it, like, it felt a little, like, odd. Like, man, why are you dragging this out? Now I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, I think it worked out for all parties.
They almost played themselves. And because the rhetoric around Lamar during the time, a lot of people didn't think he was this great player. They thought, it was a gimmick. He can't throw from the pocket. He can't do this. He can't do that. That was 2 years ago. Yeah, we're good off him. We're going to have to shift our old offense, and yeah, we're not going to do that.
Just had 50 touchdowns, like 6,000 all-purpose yards or
this
whatever
season,
it is.
Yeah, this season.
He's amazing.
I agree with you 100%. I'm discussing when it was actually going down during his free agency and what the talk was surrounding Lamar Jackson. The talk surrounding Lamar Jackson when he was holding out and Baltimore was playing that game was, he can't throw from the pocket, forget Lamar, this and that. The dialogue was completely different. Now that he's done everything, yeah, we know he's great, but some people didn't think he was great 2 years ago.
Can we at least acknowledge this? These mega deals, even if you have an out or whatever, they almost all have 2 and 3 years of big guarantees. This is a huge deal. This isn't just a no-brainer. I know everyone thinks it's a no-brainer. I think this is some back and forth here.
What would you do? Would you give
I told
a big
you
payday?
What I do. I would sit here and I would be like, all right, who am I competing with for his services? I've already overpaid for my left tackle. I overpaid for my wide receiver. I overpaid for my running back. And I kind of regret all those. And I think those guys had more leverage and more suitors than even he has. But this position is more important. And this position costs me more, right? So I just think it's okay to be pragmatic about it and just reasonable and allow to breathe a little. Okay, if I got to pay him 10 more million guaranteed because it dragged out an extra 4 weeks, it's not the worst thing in the world. Now, if this bleeds into July,
that's what I'm talking about.
But at the same time, be like, I want them to make sure that he is the right guy. And I think that they got their own, I'm not saying they're fully out, I think they've got some doubts. And they should. Like, there are some flags here. If you can't throw for the next month and a half, which is what has been reported, he said it, all right? Like, all right, man, come on, man. So elbow, shoulder. Let's find out what's going on there. Let's just find out what's going on there. All right. Secondarily, you know, if I can save myself $20 million, $30 million, $40 million guaranteed, I can get an extra linebacker like a Dre Greenlaw. We know this now. Like, this is factual. So I just think they have to be smart. Just because Trevor Lawrence got what Trevor Lawrence got is irrelevant to me. I would sit here and I'm not saying I'd go as severe as the Brandon Ayuk, which is told Brandon Ayuk, all right, you find somebody who's going to pay you more and trade for you.
I do watch Pittsburgh and say, boy, if Brandon Ayuk was in that lineup, does it look differently? alongside George Pickens? Because it seems like they're missing that second one. Just quick aside there.
No. But I think the Niners, I truly believe this. I think almost immediately they kind of regretted how they handled the whole thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Which is why I don't want it to be handled the same way with Brandon Ayuk. I don't want it to be this. Not only Brandon Ayuk, go back 2 years ago. This happened with Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa didn't show up to OTAs, didn't show up to anything. Came to camp 3 days before the Pittsburgh Steelers game. And everybody thought it was all good. And midway through the season, he's making excuses and throwing the defensive coordinator under the bus. So it's not just Brandon Ayuk. It was also Nick Bosa as well.
And Trent.
But and Trent. He wanted new money.
That was, you know, so.
And Debo.
And Debo, for crying out loud.
But I also think that, like, when you look at the deals, those deals, all of the money guaranteed to those guys is what, like, all of them combined is literally what, yep, Brock's and what quarterback contracts cost. It's okay to take your time on this and just do it right. That's all I'm saying. It's like, now, look, if we're bleeding into July, late July, and now we have problems.
I was,
I don't know, man. I've got more questions than I have answers.
I was listening to Dibs. He actually made a great point about the quarterback stuff and the money and everything.
What was that?
To where you can structure it in a way to where the big money doesn't kick in until 2 years from now, in 2026. We've seen this before with guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, where the money right away doesn't really kick in until a couple years later, which gives you another little
That's not how it works.
Room.
The way it works is guaranteed at signing, and then you are allowed to prorate it over a three-year period.
Exactly.
So you can break up how you want to divvy the money over the three-year period.
Exactly what I just said.
Well, Jordan Love got a $75 million check.
That's Jordan Love.
On November 1st.
That's Jordan Love, okay? But you can structure this in a way to where it doesn't destroy you right away. But I also think you don't want to play hardball with the quarterback position. You need to figure out, if you're going to play hardball with Brock Purdy, you might as well move on. I need my starting quarterback in OTAs. That's the one guy. I know Bosa sometimes doesn't show up, and Debo sometimes doesn't show up, and Ayuk didn't show up. I have to have my quarterback there on day one. It is a terrible look for this franchise if Brock Purdy, or whoever the starting quarterback is going to be, is not taking snaps on day one. So it's best to figure this out now. It's best to figure it out now.
I don't even know what I got so many questions on Purdy, man. I don't think it's as just slam shut as you just give him whatever he wants, and we'll just he's got to be there. He's got to be there for
well,
practice.
Let's hear from T.O.
Everybody's been, you know, critical of the play of Brock Purdy. He's not, you know, been the consistent, you know, quarterback that they want him to be. But I think if you surround him, and as I think everybody has seen that, with the type of players that he needs to make plays for him, he's not one of those guys that's going to just go out and will you to a win. He has the ability to make all the throws, you know, make those gutsy plays when he has to, if he has to run the ball. But if you surround this guy with superior talent, you know what he can do. They've gotten to the Super Bowl with him, and I think this year, next year, going into next year, if they can, you know, kind of refine some of those pieces that they kind of lacked this year, especially in the receiver room.
Mark Schlereth on Purdy.
Ultimately, I think Brock Purdy played pretty well considering all the injuries up front, the injuries to all the running backs, that, you know, the changes you have to make offensively as a coaching staff because you can't do the things that you're normally capable of doing. Like all those things, you limit your playbook, all that stuff. So I think ultimately he played really well. And, you know, and again, he's not like he's up for a contract renegotiation, but he still has another year left on his contract. So you're going to have to come to grips with, you're probably not going to get top dollar. You're probably not going to break the bank or set the market, but you can still make generational money. So you've got to come to grips with that about getting a new contract done.
There it is. Let's go to the lines. JC in New York. JC, what's happening? He wants to talk about swords. And so what a Brock Purdy thought from you, JC. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to comment on two things. Our DC coordinator opening and the Brock Purdy contract.
Call back, JC. Hug up. Let's go to 100 in Atlanta.
New York phones.
100. 100, what's up?
What's up, fellas? What's going on,
what's
man?
What's going on?
Hey, I was trying to get in. I wanted to put a little game plan together for the offseason. Now, since we're talking Purdy, I'm doing numbers. I'm trying to get Purdy anywhere between 45 and I know the max. The only reason I'm saying this is because y'all know Trevor Lawrence got that stupid money. I know we as a player in there, somebody that's been 100, Trevor Lawrence got that kind of money. We kind of got to pay him like that, but don't. You feel me? That's why I said between 45 and 55 on his contract. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, we can use the leverage on we got him late. And like you say, he can still make generational money at 45. That means he got more than Kyler Murray. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we want to keep him in between that 45, 55. Like you say, you can't break the bank, right? So then I want to bring in Joe Milton as a backup quarterback and also James, just to throw the footballs out there. You know what I'm saying? Because we need a backup. We need somebody with some experience with Purdy arm kind of being in the situation here. Y'all see what Bazooka Joe looking like out there.
Hey,
you put Bazooka Joe in our offense, it'll work good.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's an outside-the-box thought. And I was watching this breakdown by Pep Hamilton. Remember Pep? He's interviewing Stafford. For jobs. Yeah. Yeah, Stafford and everything, yeah. Colts.
Indianapolis Colts, yeah. And Andrew Luck.
They had this list of young quarterbacks. Yeah. And he brought up Joe. I think this may have been before the season, but somebody said to me the other day. I was like, "Wow, Joe Milton, huh?" So then I watched a condensed version.
Yeah,
I watched a condensed version of his game on Sunday.
What a throw!
I'm not mad at Joe Milton.
Fastest throw, or whatever, the highest velocity throw all year.
Yep. So I'm not mad at Joe Milton. That's an outside the box thought. I like that.
This has to be the only contract extension in the world where we're also simultaneously trying to find the next guy behind him. It kind of speaks to how scared everyone is.
I just think you want a capable backup.
Joe Burrow got the money that he got. I don't think Cincinnati Radio was like, who are we bringing in behind him as we're negotiating a $230 million deal?
Well, they should have been, because when Joe Burrow injured his wrist last season, Cincinnati was cooked.
Okay, but
you know what I'm saying?
You get what I'm saying.
So, no, I hear you.
Lawrence was negotiating $185 million deal.
Let me make myself clear. Sign Brock Purdy. I'm not fretting about the backup. Sign Brock Purdy and build around him. Offensive line, wide receivers, give me somebody to take top off the defense. Everybody says, oh, I can't throw deep. Well, let me see a speedster out there who can get open deep. Because right now, nobody can get open deep. Now, I understand he underthrew a lot of deep throws this year, and maybe that was directly related to the shoulder and the elbow. But I'm not worried about the backup. I feel very good with Brock Purdy at quarterback. I know I could win a lot of games with him at quarterback if this team is healthy. And health is basically the biggest. That's why Kansas City's winning. They've been fortunate with some health lately. So I'm okay. I'm okay with Brock Purdy getting his money. But I don't want to mess around with it. So the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have to figure out, do we want to roll with this guy or do we want to go elsewhere?
Do you think
that decision needs to be made in the next 2 months?
If Kyle knew right now, and I'm going hypotheticals here, you give him the exact same contract as Trevor Lawrence. You think he likes that?
No. But I don't think Kyle likes a lot of things at the quarterback spot.
I agree.
I've been critical of Kyle when it comes to quarterbacks. I don't know if Kyle knows what he wants. One day he wants a guy who looks like Josh Allen. The next day he wants a guy who looks like Drew Brees. I'm not sure what Kyle. I still don't know what Kyle wants, which is part of the problem.
Real quick, guys. Like, I'm looking at the Trevor Lawrence contract. It's not outrageous.
Real quick.
Cap hit. All right, $15 million this year, $17 next year, $24 million the following, $35 million the following, $47 million in 2028. Then they can get out of it. Yeah. So really, it's a four-year deal.
It's actually not that bad.
It's really not that bad.
It's just more so about the guaranteed.
There's also the guaranteed,
which is $200 million guaranteed. So yes,
that's the thing.
Okay, but I'm saying it doesn't kill you though.
Right. No,
like
$200 million hitting your books can kill you.
But not the Niners. Like, that's the Jaguars. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not going to kill them, especially with all this revenue coming in year after year after year.
This might
look like a bargain for Trevor Lawrence in 2 years.
And one thing, Joe Lacob, we give him credit for paying the tax. We need to give Jed York credit for giving guaranteed money out left and right. Over $400 million now. Maybe even $500 million. I lost track of the math. Because when you think about Debo and Fred Warner and Brandon Ayuk and Trent and Kittle and everybody on this team, he's giving out a lot of guaranteed money. A lot. So we'll see. Let's get these calls out the way.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I know this might be unpopular. They give Brock Purdy $200 million guaranteed. My head will explode. He's not worth that. I'm sorry. He's not worth that. No.
Has he been better than Trevor Lawrence?
That's a bad deal. It's okay to say it's a bad deal.
No, you think it's a bad deal.
I do.
Has he been better than Trevor?
I think the Trevor deal is a bad deal.
Has he been better than Jordan Love?
It's like when your friend buys a house.
I just asked you the question. Dak Prescott? Has he been better than Dak Prescott? That's the market.
A horrible deal.
This is the market, though.
It doesn't matter.
The market has been
Baker
dictated.
Baker Mayfield is also part of the market. Baker Mayfield's stock was entirely low.
So what? Baker Mayfield had one game with the Rams. His stock was low. He was as low as it could get.
But
when he got the money, everybody thought, damn, Tampa Bay paid that much to Baker? They paid that much to Baker?
When I see the Tua deal come across my timeline, the Trevor deal, yes, in real time, I'm like, horrible deal. That's just me. Horrible deal.
Let's go to Muhammad from Elk Grove. Muhammad, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to say, I think the Niners have more leverage than Brock Purdy in the negotiations because don't you think Kyle could just go and tell Brock, we're going to bring in Kirk Cousins or we're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers? Like, do you think Brock would call his bluff? Because I feel like the Niners could just say, be like, hey, we can bring in Kirk Cousins on the minimum deal or we can bring in Aaron Rodgers for $10 million. Because I think they're probably going to be $15, $20 million apart in the negotiations. I think Brock's camp's going to start around 55, 60, while I think the Niners are going to be at 40. And I don't know if that'll get, I don't know if they're going to figure that out. Honestly, if I had to bet on it, I think Brock Purdy more likely than not won't get extended. Because I don't know how confident they are, whether he can stay healthy or not, or what they're going to do.
I will agree with B on this one. I don't see him getting on a field without something. He's got to get a pay raise for him to get back on the field for the Niners. That I agree with.
We're going to continue on the Niners. JC in New York, Kevin in Sonoma, batting practice. Brock Purdy, what do you think? What's going to happen with Brock Purdy? What do you hear? What do you hear from Shanahan and Lynch? We're going to punt on Kotos for a couple days here because we're rolling on the Niners. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get to everybody because this is fascinating stuff. Brought to you by MB Jesse Patey.